the connection. He feels my confusion, my sadness, and all this story. And when it's in that case, he doesn't need to be genius. He could give me the best directions, because that's what it is. What is the best direction I need from my peer?
Well,
to know me. So I'm looking at the mirror to understand me. He is helping me to understand me better. This is the best thing that happens for a human being. This is a little bit explanation about that question. Let's go back to my question. Where are we? We are in book 5. Means we are in trouble. Yeah. Honestly, because book 5 is not understandable. The subject is, what is it all about? Don't you remember? You have to. These are step by step, and each step has a name, a character, and so on and so on. Here we are talking about bewilderment. Explain it to me. What is bewilderment? To a logical fellow, bewilderment is somewhere that I don't understand, I don't get it. For us, that's a good subject. First of all, I get it, why not? Why do I get it? Let's go back to that bewilderment. Who is bewildered? The brain. The logic cannot understand it. Yes, it's illogical that a fellow is ready to die for someone else. But I get it. How? Because I have that feeling a little bit in me. From book 1 to book 5, I changed little by little by little. Now, emotionally, I know what we are talking about. I know that that's something which is in Romeo, first of all, is permanent. And it doesn't have up and down. And it's always clear. And it's the main source of happiness. You see, how much do I know without really knowing it? This is bewilderment. So, he started to say, okay, you want to be bewildered. Let's see, how do you play it? How does it happen to you? How does it happen? He started this book for explaining the bewilderment. Do you remember? So, he said, oh, you were summoning, you dear, so and so, and I'm trying to appreciate you by what with this appreciation actually I bring you down, because you're more than this. The goodness in you doesn't need explanation. You see, we were talking about a feeling that it was obvious in that lover. So you start to say, okay, my dear, do you want to understand what we get from bewilderment? Let's go there. Right? Good teacher. Let's go to bewilderment. It's like, let's go to Miami. Okay, you go to the airport. They check your belongings. There are stuff that you cannot take in the plane. Right? Here is the same. We want to go beyond the logic. So your logical thinking could not come in. That simple. Now what do you do with it? We are in an airport and you have a lighter. What do you do with it? think about it before going to the airport. To leave it home, right? These four birds should be killed, then we'll go to the subject. That's simple. You got it? Okay. He started to go bird by bird, and each bird is explaining some logical attitude in you. The first bird, these are four, and these four are four ways of you showing off your ego and being an animal, period. So, the first one, let's talk about the bat. Okay, let's talk about this birdie, which is always looking for something in the water, out of the water. Always wants to eat something and is never satisfied. This is the greed. You remember we talked about the greed. In last books we talked about it. We said, this is the problem. Go book one, you start to read about it. Greed, greed, greed. Why? We should learn that the greed is no good. Why? Because when you're greedy, means you are focusing your attention to something. So, something else goes out of your attention and you do the mistakes and you do the bad stuff. Because a greedy fellow cannot think about the other people. Greedy people should think about themselves, right? This is the first birdie. This is it. But how could you get rid of your greed? Could you? Here you will say, you cannot. You will not. Because that's you. But here, you don't get it. But there is no I and you, there is we. And in this we are these exceptional people who are guiding the other people. Namely a prophet. Said, you could give up the greed when you see that the prophet is washing your shit. That's a bull, right? With all the different explanation about it here and there, to give you a feeling that yes, the greed will block your attention to other people, so you cannot become we. Your attention should be outside. So this is the first. Then we went to the next bird, next bird, next bird. And with all of that is explaining what? How to go beyond the logic. How to stop this stuff in you. Stop being greedy. Stop being show off. That was the peacock. And so on and so on. He explained all of that, right? I believe we almost finished with that. Stories of the birds, right? Now we are entering the main subject. This is where you are in trouble. Because we talked about this, killing these four birds, and they are up there right now listening to this. We just explained it. You didn't practically do it and succeed and become that. This is what we get, right? So, from now on, you are in trouble, because whatever we talk about, you think logically, and we are beyond that logic. We want to provoke your emotion, but not the emotion that you don't know how it happened, just like, I don't know, having some LSD and being emotional. No, passionate to understand the subject that we are talking about. Last paragraph was one of those examples. He started with one story. And who is, well, give me a good subject here. He wants to talk about the new subject. He finished those birdies, right? The subject is right at the beginning of this book. What was the subject of the beginning? Do you remember? Ah, the greedy man was a guest of the Prophet and he shed in his bed and ran away, but he came back and he was changed. By whom? The Prophet, remember? Let's talk about the Prophet again, because now you have to understand this Prophet, because this is a very strange Prophet. You know what's the problem with that peer, with the guide, with the fellow that you follow? You cannot understand him, but you try to understand him. Listen, he is here to show you beyond the logic. So don't try to understand him. Let me talk about the Prophet. There was a Prophet, he came in the city and said, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, give me something." He ran and said, "Are you silly? What are you doing here? What is this job?" And he is answering the questions in a bizarre way. Do you remember? The first thing that they ask him is that, okay, the people, they started to laugh at him, and somebody said, "Hey, if you're a prophet, I'm a prophet too. What's the difference?" Okay, honestly, let's say Shams is standing here and you tell him the same thing, that I'm like you, what is the difference? How could he explain to you what is the difference? He will just laugh at you and say, "Yes, you are a prophet, and sorry, today I'm busy, tomorrow I will come to be your follower. Goodbye." Something like that. It's not explainable. Here, we made this prophet for you to understand, yes, he is a prophet. How? The first thing we hear about him was the objection of old people, and they brought him to the king. The king was good. Why? Because we want him to be good. We want the goods to happen here to for you to understand. Then he came to another paragraph. The story was somehow slowed down to explain it, that, "Oh, nay, but on account of their sticking to house and goods." He was talking about something. What was that? Was, yeah, claiming to be, this was what it was. The king said, "Hey, you claim that you are the prophet and they don't believe in you." He said, "These people? Claiming to be the prophet as these people is silly. I know that they don't believe in me, and that's good, because if they believe in me, I'm bad." This is the trick. Before you change, you're not supposed to like him even, because you think opposite. Your feeling goes opposite. Here he explained this and said, not only this, they are stuck to your lifestyle. Everybody is. That's what the habit is. Excuse me, habit is good or bad? Habit is very good for animals. They learn, they follow the path, and they don't need to learn anymore. That's the habit. So it's in all